Yeah, I mean, and that's a tricky one. You're always trying to find that balance. I mean, we've got pretty much 18 months of solid cricket ahead of us, so that gap was an important one to use wisely. But, you know, we had a fair amount of time prior to the first test starting. So, you know, I wouldn't use that gap as a reason why we didn't play as well as we should have done. I think that certainly if we looked at it like that, then we'd be avoiding some important issues that we need to confront. I think, yeah, I do actually. I think all of us felt more comfortable at the back end. But, you know, the die had been cast by then. So certainly the few days prior to this test starting, we did some really good focused work on some aspects of our play against spin. You know, that needs to be the kind of launch pad or springboard to really take things to another level over the next few weeks. But, you know, these things don't happen overnight. And it's important that we do use that as a launch pad and don't sort of let that kind of that desire or motivation drift off in the one-day series and into Sri Lanka. I don't think it will do, because ultimately we've lost and we haven't scored as many runs as we can do, and we're all proud players who want to perform well and better than we have done. I think it's just everyone's got their own different technique, but you know, obviously there are two components to it. There's the defensive game, which is paramount and very crucial, and then it's finding your method of scoring, and that obviously changes according to the players. So that's stuff we all individually need to look at. Well, you know, I certainly didn't think we underestimated them. You know, they'd played a lot of good cricket over the last 12 months or so, and you know, we know that their spinners in particular, but also their seamers, had created troubles for opposition teams over the last 18 months as well. So you know, I think they played outstandingly well. They're obviously well led and a very tight and cohesive unit, and you know, we all know how important that is for any side to play consistently. I think it's very important that we do debrief this tour very thoroughly, as we would do on any tour, and learn some lessons and not walk away from anything if it's staring us in the face. But at the same time, you know, it's not all doom and gloom, and as I said, you don't become a bad side overnight. But ultimately, the challenges out here are different, and you know, English sides generally haven't played very well in these sort of conditions in the past. We need to break that habit. We need to break that tradition, and we're not going to do it by doing the same things that England sides have always done. So we've got to look at new and different, and maybe innovative ways of doing that. Who knows? Yeah, and it'd be wrong for me to speculate on that. I mean, there are some good young players around, but they're young and they're inexperienced. And some of them are getting a little bit more of a taste in the shorter forms of the game, which is an opportunity for them to show their skills. And, you know, I think we've got some really good talent in English cricket. So in that sense, that's a good thing. But I still believe that, you know, by and large, the best players there are in England right at the moment are out here in Dubai, and the challenge is for those players to obviously improve and get better. Well, I think you'd be pretty naive not to let it influence things, because you've got to get your pad out of the way first and foremost. I mean, it's a different dynamic, but it's also, it's like anything, you know, when you go and play on a different type of wicket, you've got to adapt to the wicket, or against a different type of bowling, you've got to adapt to the bowling, and the DRS is just another element that you need to make sure you're not caught out by. You know, I've got no qualms with it whatsoever. You know, if you're struck on the pad in front of off stump and it's hitting middle stump, you're out. So that's a simple fact of life. And, you know, batsmen all that around the world, I think, have had to change their techniques to a certain extent. But I think generally it's a good thing for the game of cricket. Yeah, but I think it would be wrong to change your technique too much according to whether DRS is being used or not. I think ultimately the majority of the time we play now is going to be used, and looking forward, I think using your bat's a better option than using your pad.